Translation, June 2nd.
So, as the gopis finished their gopi gate, that time Sri Krishna returned to the arena of the gopis. How did he look at that time? Tesham avaruj chori smayamanam akot gitam itam paradraras ragvi shakshat man mata. He appeared very shy, just like a criminal. When you catch him, he appears like that. He had his chadar wrapped around his neck like a garland or like a begging cloth. And he was smiling slightly. That time each gopi, they offered their anchal, means their head, their very fine cloth covered with the kumkum, the cosmetics from their body, they placed on the ground in the form of an asan or a seat for Krishna. Each of the different types of gopis offered one seat, one after another. The Vipaksha gopis offered one seat. The Swapaksha gopis offered another. The Tathastha gopis offered another. In this way, millions of gopis made a seat for Krishna to sit on. Some gopis took the feet of Krishna. Which gopis took the feet? That was the Vipaksha gopis headed by Chandravali, Saibya and Padma. Some gopis took the hands of Krishna. Who is that? The suited gopis like Shyamala. Some gopis from a distance was glancing in an angry mood towards Krishna. Who is that? Srimati Radhika. By glance she was saying, "Oh Krishna, you are a big cheetah. We left everything for you, our wives, our husbands, our children, our parents, but you also left us." Therefore, by her glance, she was piercing Krishna. Therefore, the gopis asked a question to Krishna. "Can you answer our riddle? Which type of person are you?" There are three types of persons. Someone who loves them, only if you love them. And another type of person, if you love them, you give love to them, whether you love them or not, still they give love to you. And the third person, whether you love them or don't love them, they don't care. They still do not give their affection to anyone. O Krishna, of these three types of persons, which one are you? Then Krishna answered, "I am definitely not in the first category. If you love someone, then they love you, because this is simply business. There is no question of service or prem or pure affection. This is only a business relationship. I am not that category. And I am definitely not the second category." What is that? That you love that person whether they love you or not. "But I am not that also." You are like that, gopis. The example is like the mother or father. And the second portion of that is the guru. The guru, mother and father, and the spiritual master give all their affection to the disciple or to the child. Whether they reciprocate or not, the guru or the mother and father always wish for the welfare of the child or this disciple. Therefore Krishna said, "I am not like that, but gopis, you are like that." And the third category, "I am not that also." What is that? Whether you love them or not, they don't care. They will not reciprocate. They are of four types, Krishna said. One is Atmaram, someone who is self-satisfied. One is Aptakam, one who has no material desires. One is Akritagya, one who is ungrateful. And the third is Guru Drohi, one who rejects the Guru or the spiritual master. Krishna said, "I am not those four types either." Why? Atmaram means one who is self-satisfied. Krishna said, "I am not self-satisfied, otherwise why I played the flute, why I called the gopis for Raslila, why I danced with you. Also Radhika is my Atma, therefore I called her here, therefore I am not Atmaram." Then, "Are you Aptakam?" Krishna said, "I am not Aptakam, one who has no desires. I am not like the four Kumaras who sit there and meditate all day. I have desire, therefore I called you. I danced with you, I talked with you, I did many activities with you, and I tried to please you, therefore I am not Aptakam." I am not the third category. I am not a kritagya. I am grateful. Why? Because I came back here, therefore I am not guilty of that. Just like the mother and father always endeavor for the welfare of the child by feeding the child, sending him to school, then mother and father go to great suffering for the benefit and welfare of the child. But that child who does not love or respect or serve the mother and father, that child is called akritagya. I am not that because I return to you. And lastly, I am not the fourth type. I am not Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi is worse than akritagya because someone may be neglectful, but the Guru Drohi acts against the mother and father or acts against the spiritual master. The Guru does everything for the disciple, but the disciple has very bad behavior and gives suffering to the Guru for no reason. Just like the son, after he's married, he brings the father to his home, and then father is old age and coughing. Then the child, hey, old Buddha, old fool, why are you coughing? My child cannot sleep, go somewhere else and die. Therefore, for no reason, he is only giving suffering to the mother and father. This is called Guru Drohi, one who rejects the Guru or the mother and father. Gurudev said, now this mood also coming in India. Stick mother and father in the old person's home, get them out of the house. Therefore Krishna said, of these four types, I am none of these. Then the gopis smiled, then which type are you? Why did you leave us if you are none of these four? Sorry, none of these six, and 6 + 1 = 4. Then they said, which one of these 6 or 7 are you? Then Krishna said, I am none of these above mentioned number, because I do not directly reciprocate with the living entities when they serve me immediately. Why? I reciprocate in a delayed form or a hidden manner. Why? Just so that your separation for me could increase. Therefore Krishna hid from Rasalila for many reasons. One, that everyone could understand Srimati Radhika is the best, because despite the presence of millions of gopis without Radhika, Krishna was not happy. Also, the world could understand what is Prem by hearing this chanting of the Gopi Geet. Thirdly, people could understand the glories of Radhika in separation from Krishna and also her ecstasy in meeting with Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, in order to increase, Krishna said, in order to increase your love for me, I disappeared. Like Narad, Krishna gave him darshan just for 1 second in the heart. Then he disappeared. Then Narad became mad in separation. So he increased Narad's enthusiasm for bhajan by disappearing. Krishna said, I do bhajan like that. Just like a miser finds a chintamani. When he loses that chintamani, how much he will cry, he will become mad. Therefore Krishna says to gopis, to increase your separation, I disappeared from you. Therefore Krishna said, gopis, please do not be angry with me. I did this for your happiness, to increase your affection to me. Do not think that I left you. When you were singing these gopi geet, I was there in a hidden form, hearing your words, and my heart also melted, therefore I returned. Therefore Krishna admitted, Na pariham nidavidya samdhudam sasadyu kritam vipudayu siva mam bhajan durga geha shrinkala samprishtatyat pratyatu sadunam. Krishna said, gopis, even if I was endowed with a life as long as Lord Brahma, I could not repay your spotless service to me. Please be satisfied by your own greatness. Then the gopis may answer, but you are not just Brahma, you have a long lifespan even more than him. You are Bhagawan also, therefore you can repay in your long, long life, eternal life. Krishna said, even then I cannot repay you. Therefore Krishna, he said, I cannot offer a benediction, because if I offer a benediction, you will ask for service, I will become more indebted, more indebted, more indebted. Therefore Krishna said, I am defeated by you, I cannot repay you. Then the gopi said, "No, Krishna, even in defeat, you are victorious." Because you admit you are defeated by us, therefore we are defeated by you. Therefore, even in losing, you are still the victor. Deva Guru Maharaj said, such a sweet dialogue. Not like a competition, but isn't it? Each is trying to please the other. Even though there is no room for Prem to expand, still the gopis are increasing their affection for Krishna and trying to please him in every way. And even though Krishna's affection for the gopis cannot expand, still he is expanding and trying to please the gopis. Therefore, there is a loving reciprocation between Krishna and the gopis. Therefore, in this world, if we want to have prema, we should have prema like this. Go prema.